Welcome to the Information Systems for Business podcast. The main purpose of the podcast is to augment the book Information Systems for Business, An Experiential Approach, 5th edition, by Franz Boulanger, Craig Van Slyke, and Rob Crossler. The book is published by Prospect Press. I'm your host, Craig Van Slyke. This episode is for the 5th edition of the textbook. Before we get started, I wanted to give a couple of disclaimers. The podcast purposely omits many details to get to the high points of each chapter, so listening to the podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. Each episode contains my view of the most important points of each chapter. Your professor may have a different view of what's important. The podcast is solely my responsibility, so any errors are on me, not my co-authors, your professors, Prospect Press, or my employer. All right, enough with the disclaimers. Let's get to the good stuff. In this episode, we hit the high points of Chapter 1, The Value of Information. Chapter 1's focusing story tells about a time long ago in which I should have done more research before going to a job interview. The story is 100% true, and many, many years later, I still remember the lesson I learned the hard way. The main purpose of this chapter is to drive home the importance of information. The whole point of studying information systems is to help us, individuals and organizations, better use information. Information systems are systems that help us deal with information, and information technology is technology that helps us deal with, you guessed it, information. These aren't technical definitions, but they're accurate statements. We deal with a torrent of information every day. Information systems help us handle and make use of the flood. Improving your understanding of information systems will help you better manage and utilize information, which is an important skill now and into the future. The chapter starts with an overview of three important emerging technologies: 5G, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence, or AI. You've probably heard a lot about AI recently due to the rise of generative AI like ChatGPT. Generative AI is artificial intelligence that creates something. Could be text, images, video, audio, whatever. While ChatGPT is the best known generative AI tool, there are many others. By the way, generative AI is so new that many people are trying to figure out how to use it ethically. Be sure to check out Learning Activity 1.3 to learn some ways you can use AI responsibly. Although AI is getting most of the attention currently, all of these emerging technologies, 5G, the Internet of Things, and AI, are important. Individually, the technologies are already affecting you, whether you realize it or not. In the future, as these and other technologies improve and become better integrated, they will literally, and I mean literally, literally, change life as we know it. All that being said, however, the reason these technologies are so important is based on their ability to gather, transmit, and process information. The technologies are only important because of their connection to information. The chapter goes on to discuss the DIKW hierarchy. DIKW stands for data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. Data consists of raw symbols or facts. Information is data that's been processed so that it's useful. When we apply information to a decision or action, we create knowledge. Wisdom is the use of knowledge for the greater good. One reason it's important to understand this hierarchy is that it loosely describes how information systems have progressed from data processing to information systems, and more recently to knowledge management systems. Because of the importance of information, it's critical to be information literate. Information literacy is the ability to figure out what information you need, then access, evaluate, and use that information. One aspect of information literacy is being able to judge information quality, which is harder than it sounds. The chapter talks about four important categories of information quality: intrinsic quality, contextual quality, representational quality, and accessibility quality. The first two are most important for us. Intrinsic quality is important regardless of context, while contextual quality may differ depending on what you're doing. Table 1.1 in the book goes into more detail about these, so be sure to check it out. The final two sections of the chapter cover how businesses use information and how information affects your career. Here are the main points made in Chapter 1. Information is really important, both personally and professionally. Much of what you do every day revolves around information, whether it's checking for text messages, sneaking a quick peek at social media, or enjoying a lecture. Emerging technologies such as 5G, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence are important because of how they help us deal with information. When used together, these technologies help enable cool applications such as automated vehicles and augmented reality. Because information is so important, information literacy is a critical skill. Put simply, those who are better skilled at finding, evaluating, analyzing, managing, and communicating information have a competitive advantage over those who are not. Businesses, regardless of their size, use information for three main purposes: communication, supporting processes, and decision-making. A business process is a set of coordinated activities that lead to a specific goal or outcome. We'll cover processes more in a later chapter. Here are a few key things to remember. Information affects you far more than you probably realize. It's at the center of much of modern life. That's why so many of us can't seem to survive without our phones. This isn't going to change, even if we have a zombie apocalypse. Won't you want to know where the zombies will attack next? Well, that's information. Since information is so critical, it's worthwhile to become literate in dealing with information and to understand more about information systems and information technology. It doesn't matter what you do with your professional life. You're going to be dealing with information systems and technology, so you need to understand them. Okay, that's it for Chapter 1. Remember that you still need to read the chapter since the book has much more detail. Fortunately, we, the co-authors, worked really hard to keep the chapter short and to the point, so reading shouldn't be too bad. Talk to you next time.